So I continue here. The arguments for moving offshore operation to remote operation, that is being coordinated from shore, and at the same time to connect all the oil platforms with each other so that you could have a high order planning in all aspects from prospecting, production, maintenance, closing, and so on, distribution of oil and gas, and so on. Risk handling if there are incidents by having a cross connection between the different operators, you were able to, if there is a crisis somewhere or a problem or a catastrophe, to assist to coordinate response. Then you could create onshore huge coordination centers operating with interdisciplinary experts that understood very well the different aspects of the problem. All this was very enticing, and it took a long time to realize that. In the 1990s, there was planning in something 2003, 2004, some pilot projects were conducted, and then more and more of this integration is occurring. It hasn't finished, and it will be going on, and it will be improved and so on. So it is a process that will go on forever as long as we have oil and gas in Norway. And of course, each new field that is discovered and is exploited and so on will be connected to the network, and we're part of that. So it's growing. Now, the issue is that because of the risk that there is in itself in operating in offshore, and the other risk of cybersecurity when you are connecting the platforms and the systems and the vulnerabilities that exist. So we have risk everywhere, and that can cause extreme costs in the oil and gas production, given that each day amounts of tens of millions, up to more than 100 millions of Norwegian crowns are produced per oil or gas field. So if they have to stop for one day or more, they are tremendous losses. So therefore, we have to understand the dynamics of risk. So for instance, we want to understand if some decisions done by the senior management create more risk than others. And also, in the beginning of the investment in integrated operation, it's most important to understand as to the risk might be at high, so high that it was not possible to enable and sustain integrated operations. So a project that started in 2005 and went for 4 years, we apply system dynamics methodology so as to understand the dynamics of risk in connection with integrated operation. And these all things, you know that what we do in system dynamics is to look at the behavior over time of critical indicators of the system. And we are working on the key assumption that the behavior, that is the behavior over time of the system, is driven by the causal connections and the structure that is in the system. The reference is to the book of Sturman, which I have recommended, but of course, this insight that behavior is driven by the structure of the system is a very old one that started already in the 50s with the work of Forrester. So Sturman is not the discoverer of this insight, it's only that he wrote a very good book about system dynamics. Then we operated on group model building, which I described last week, where we have workshops, facilitated workshops, where develop models using facilitators. And some of the names that you see here were present in cooperation with us. So Anderson, who by the way has Norwegian ancestry, he's American from Albany, but his family came originally from Vestfold. And George Richardson, they were part of the team, I was part of the team who conducted the group model building. In group model building, just to repeat what we said last week, it's about building consensus by identifying problems, developing a focus, eliciting knowledge, and so on. We had two big workshops with experts in oil production, experts in information security, and experts in risk mitigation. The first workshop that we conducted at the University of Agder in Grimstad in May 2005, and then we had the second workshop in Bergen in the premises of, at that time it was Hydro, but then Hydro merged with Statoil, so today we will say it was with Statoil in Bergen. Our system dynamic model operated on the basis that what was happening is that we had traditional operations going on in platforms. And we had capacity to produce, to operate. And now this capacity was transitioned by integration to becoming part of integrated operations. And that means that the original knowledge that we had in platforms was mutated, needed new knowledge, and this knowledge needs to be integrated and created plans for that. And there was a gap between the gap needed to operate and the gap required to operate and the gap that the knowledge that has been developed. And if you don't know things, then you are vulnerable to risks. So we assume that a major part of the risks that could cause damage to operation was owing to lack of knowledge as we were transitioned to a new regime. So we started identifying a number of feedback loops. For instance, when we are developing new work processes, first they are new, then they are tested and used, and then they become mature work processes over time. Similarly with the knowledge to operate the new processes, or when you first install them, the knowledge is fresh and new, and then you are using it in practice, and then it matures the new knowledge. And then you have two reinforcing loops that relate to the effectiveness of the workplaces, the coordination spaces onshore, we use that. And there are two reinforcing loops that can work in the required direction to improve and mature the work process and knowledge, but they could also work in the opposite direction. So depending on that, they can generate gaps in capacity that are increasing or decreasing. And similarly as to knowledge, we can, if they work in the wrong direction, the gap between what is required and what is at hand can increase, or if it's working in a good direction, it can decrease. So you have seen just some parts of the model, which was quite complex, and so on. Another thing that we discovered was that the staff on the platforms was quite reactive. They didn't like the idea of course, because many of them will be superfluous and will be laid off. They didn't like the idea of the integrated operation. And they argued that security breaches will occur, and they oppose change and so on. So we had actually two reinforcing loops related to resistance, the social resistance of the workers to the changes, and that reduced also the collaboration with the coordination centers onshore. So after the first workshop, we had a consensus that those transitions to integrated operation will create gaps in knowledge and gaps in the way the processes are conducted, and that those will relate to risk. And the problems with risk dynamics is that depending on the dosage, you could facilitate the transition or you could actually endanger transitions. And the other thing was the problem of misperception of risk. Depending on your investment, you could underinvest, in which case you wouldn't see the risks. You could overinvest, and that will create suspicion, oversell or risk management that will press production down. Underinvestment will create mitigation traps because you wouldn't have enough resources to control. We concluded that the companies were not doing enough in terms of data collection and modeling, and that was our recommendation to them. We did some simulations with the model that we had developed, and here you see the way the gaps develop. Here you see the work process gap and the knowledge gaps. Originally, before the transition, you have little gap, you have the knowledge and the process that you need, but as time goes by over the months, here you're seeing the months, so that's about 10 years, isn't that so? No, 6 years. Then you see a tremendous increase in the gaps that we predicted will get a maximum about 3 years from the start. And then we develop the capacities, simulated the capacities of mature work processes according to this by simulation. In the end, we had quite a complex system, but the model, the transition from traditional knowledge in platforms to in establishing new procedures requiring new knowledge, and over time, as they are matured and used, they become mature knowledge with decreased risk. And similarly, for the work processes, they were transferring the work processes in platform to work processes acted remotely, which were fresh new work processes with some higher risk, and then over time, as they are tested, you can experience they become mature work processes with less risk. Similarly, with introduction of new technology, a transition to mature technology, and similarly, with establishment of security procedures, you are working in a new environment, so the originally they are not mature, and then as they become more and more mature, they become more reliable. This affected the number of security influence in the stability, and you had then learning from the incidents that allow you to perform better. So that was a short survey of this, and then it's up to you to learn and apply that. Look for solutions to the for my examination project. Look for a new examination project that will upload, and later I will post also the solution. And if you have questions, contact me by email or using the questions and answers system, the forum in Frontier, and so on. And thank you for attending this course. I hope you found that interesting and enjoyable. And if you are interested in master projects, then contact me after the summer vacation. Thank you, and bye-bye.